great music lives.
Blind Faith featuring Eric Clapton with his song Presence of the Lord. And of course, that was Steve Winwood on vocals. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we also stream online, by the way, at WNTI.org. Did I say that already? I don't know, but I always forget. I've got a couple of guests in the studio that can correct me now. We wanted to play that because I left it off last week. We had the question of the week. The answer was presence of the Lord, and I tried playing at the end of the show, but I ran out of time and I only played about 30 seconds. So big insult to Eric and friends, but so we corrected it today. So you got to hear presence of the Lord. And so, in addition to this being Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and me being your host, Gary Ault, we're doing a special edition of Crossroads this week. It's the WNTI Stage Edition. Now, I don't know, that might make you wonder. It kind of makes me wonder, to be honest with you, because I don't think Eric Clapton is going to be coming to WNTI Stage. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's not on the list. So what in the world does it have to do with anything? Well, it's because a band called Nine of a Kind is going to be there. And what is Nine of a Kind? Well, we have a couple of guys from the band in the studio with us, Dwight Evans and Matt O. Can I say Matt O, or you want me to say?
Yeah, Mel spells out the whole thing, so I guess you could just say it's Matt Orenstein.
Matt Orenstein. As long as you don't say Orenstein or Smith or something.
Irving.
Like that. Huh?
Irving.
Irving.
What did I say?
Evans.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Wasn't that Dwight Evans was a center? I forget what he was. But and then Mike Mitch happens to be here, too. I guess you can, if you want to get on a mic, you can do that, I guess. Mike Mitch is another sax player from the band. So we're going to talk about them. And the thing is that we'll talk a little bit about what is Nine of a Kind, who are they, and what do they play. But I'll tell you right off the bat, just to explain why we're doing this tonight, is because the band plays a couple of Clapton songs in their set. So couple of fans of Clapton are in the band, and everybody loves his music, and so we're going to feature some of that. And so we thought it kind of tied in, so why not? We figured we'll get everybody ready for WNTI Stage. So maybe I could just ask you guys, and whoever wants to go first can do so. Maybe just tell us what is Nine of a Kind? What kind of band is it?
Well, it started as a pickup band where mm-hmm. John Kennedy had the idea that there's a lot of people here who are interested in music, who play instruments, or are interested in singing, and you know, either they're people who are already experts on the instruments or they're people who want to advance their skills a little bit. So let's get together and let's start playing. And it evolved from there, really. But the genesis of it was a community group that of volunteers and DJs from WNTI.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, I know this already, by the way, but I'm gonna pretend like you're surprising me, because I'm in the band. But what kind of music, you know, does Nine of a Kind play?
It's blues, soul, and rock and roll.
Cool. That even rhymes.
Yeah, it's almost like a marketer came up with it. Or
wow, cool. So, and I know is it nine guys? That's a big question, I guess.
Occasionally it's nine. Sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's more.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know the origin of it was, I'll tell you this because I was actually, well, at the very beginning, and Dwight kind of was the second one that kind of started helping me out. But the idea, as Dwight said, was JK's, John Kennedy's idea. And it was originally supposed to be, you know, whoever wanted to play could play. And, you know, if we had three bass players, we just have to figure out who's going to play on a particular night. And everybody would come to rehearsals when they could. And whoever could come to a gig would come to a gig. Well, that sounded like a nice rotating kind of idea. But it really didn't work because we found out pretty quickly that you have to be serious about rehearsing and it's not possible to kind of include. So we eventually ended up being nine guys, I guess, right? I think it was nine when we came up with the name, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think at that very moment we had nine. And
yeah.
And that probably lasted about 15 minutes.
Right, right.
And then so nine is, we're just going to leave it a mystery. For anyone who's not listening to the show right now, you don't know where nine came from.
Right, yeah. It's just a word. It's not even a number. It's just a word.
And I don't even know if we're all of the same kind either, but we're
right.
Bringing a lot of different influences
right.
into the mix.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, musically, I know where I'm going with this in my mind, but I'll just ask you guys. If musically, as you say, any band, you know, everybody brings something else to the table and listens to other things. But what would you say, is there a uniting factor?
I mean, I just think that we all have a passion for music, and it may be different styles of music. You know, we come together in certain genres, but some of us play in other ones. And I mean, I really don't like to even think about songs in terms of genres anyway. I mean, it's just because I think music's more diverse than that. But really, I think when it comes down to it, We love playing our instruments. We love hearing music. We love being surrounded by music, with the community of musicians. All that, I think, is just common elements that we all share.
Since we're all associated in some way with WNTI, you could also say that any of the music that WNTI plays is probably something that we're interested in.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what was going through my mind. And because, as you said, everybody is either a DJ or a street team person, everyone except one. We'll talk about her a little bit later. we had a very welcome addition to the band recently. I don't want to say who it is now. But that's the uniting factor in to me. And that was JK's whole idea. He loves the radio station, and you know, he thought this would be a really cool thing. And he's going to play with us on this Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, so he's going to be sitting in at least for one song. We'll see. We'll see, because he's a very, 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 very busy man. Mm-hmm. So if we can get him up there to play some rock and roll, that'll be cool. I want to play something, because it's going, you know, it's about 12 minutes after. I think I'm going to play Any Day. And this, because this is one of the songs that is in our set. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about how it happened afterwards, if it works out that way. But this version, of course, it was originally the Derek and the Dominoes song from the Layla album, written by Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton. Version I'm going to play for you, though, is from the Allman Brothers Band, live at the Beacon Theater, New York, March 19th, 2009. And this has Old Slow Hand on guitar.
Thank you.
Any Day by the Allman Brothers Band with Eric Clapton from the Beacon Theater in New York City, March 19th, 2009. And I guess we're playing that. I guess I'll tell you that this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And it's a special edition tonight because we have members of the band Nine of a Kind that'll be playing at WNTI stage this coming Saturday at noon, 12:30 to be exact. But if I told you 12:30, you'd walk in at 12:31 and you'd miss it. So, about noon. And we're going to talk a little bit more to the guys, but right now we're going to take a short break.
Dixon Energy, providing heating oil, biodiesel, and propane for homes and businesses. Dixon Energy also offers installation of boilers, hot water heaters, solar hot water heaters, and air conditioners. More information available at DixonBROS.com or by phone, 973-334-1000. Dixon Energy, a proud sponsor of WNTI Stage. All Seasons Recreational Vehicles of Easton, Pennsylvania. Located on Route 248, All Seasons RV offers new and used RVs for sale and parts and service for Winnebago RVs and trailers and surveyor trailers. More information available online at allseasonsrvs.com or by phone, 610-253-7700. All Seasons Recreational Vehicles, a proud supporter of WNTI Stage.
It's that time again for Centenary Stage Company's Young Performers Summer Festival of Shows starting August 8th. These talented young singers and dancers are ready to entertain you with show-stopping dance numbers, incredible energy, and everyone's favorite songs from two different musicals. This season's shows include two musicals, The Who's Tommy and Count to Ten, with Straight Play, Here and Now, and 5 One-Acts. Tickets for the YPW Summer Festival are $12.50 for adults and $10 for children under 12. For a detailed schedule of shows or to purchase tickets, visit us online at centenarystageco.org or call the box office at 908-979-0900. Don't miss what the Star Ledger is calling the most professional kids' troupe around at Centenary Stage's YPW Summer Festival of Shows, August 8th through the 17th at the Little Theater. See you at the theater.
Yeah, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, streaming on the web, actually, at WNTI.org. And we have members of the band Nine of a Kind in the studio today. They're going to be here pretty much for the whole hour, I think. So the band is going to be playing this Saturday at WNTI stage at noon in Knowlton Township at Delaware, New Jersey, I guess they say, or sometimes Columbia, whatever you want to call it, at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46. So come on down. And so we've got three of the members, and it's actually 10, I guess, all together at the moment, or at least they're going to be playing, not including John Kennedy, who's going to sit in on at least one song. But we've got four here, including myself, but three interviewees, Dwight Irving, Not the center fielder for the Boston Red Sox, is on saxophone and sometime vocal. Mike Mitch on sax and other reeds, I guess I should say. Clarinet, different. Not baritone, but you got an alto and a tenor.
Tenor and soprano.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, say that again.
I play mostly tenor and I play soprano on a couple songs.
Yeah, right. And also there's a bunch of writers in the band, and Mike is one of them. So we're going to be doing one of his songs. I don't want to give it away, but, and then Matt is our keyboard player and also sometimes singer and writer as well. So, let's see, what can I ask you now? We talked about the basic idea that it's blues, soul, and rock and roll, even a little, I should say gospel, but there's one song in there I know is kind of a gospel-y kind of thing, but in a Americana kind of way. You talked a little bit about the origins of the band, but I mean, what's 10 people, I mean, what are they, all singers? I mean, who does what?
Boy, that's a tough question. We start off, if we're doing a cover, we start off with the basic song as it's usually recorded in the most popular version, and then we try to figure out what we're contributing to that voice as it currently is, and then we see if we can add anything to it, because if you're not adding something new, you're subtracting.
Mm-hmm.
So we look for new pieces in there, gaps that we can fill, places we can reinforce or something. And very rarely, like in the case of Gin House Blues, we find a new voice that I think really adds to the song.
Mm-hmm.
On the originals, again, we take the original idea that the person bringing the song into the band had with it, and then we see how we can arrange it around that. And mm-hmm. usually it's a little bit less fully formed, and we have a lot more leeway to figure out what we really want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be playing Gin House Blues in a minute, by the way, because that is one of the songs you'll hear this coming Saturday. And, of course, there's a lot of versions of that song. I mean, a lot of the versions of all these songs. So it's sort of, you know, you do what you want. I mean, I've heard bluegrass versions of Pink Floyd songs, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, in terms of like, so, I mean, it's blues, soul, and rock and roll. You might automatically think guitar, drums, I guess. I mean, what's the configuration of the band?
Keyboards and two saxophones and three guitars and bass. Now, I was trying to think, are there many bands that have keyboards and two saxophones in them? I'm not aware of just even that configuration. Then we also, what else do we throw in there?
Don't forget banjo.
Yeah.
Banjo. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You said blues, soul, and rock and roll, and then you said banjo. So I don't know if I get that.
Well, I'm sure somewhere out there there's a band doing an AC/DC cover with a banjo.
Yeah, Hey Seed Dixie, my favorites. But you can also look at Otis Taylor, who added banjo to a lot of Americana blues type stuff, and yeah. it's a percussive instrument. It adds rhythm. It can drive the song too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so again, I'm asking the question, but I kind of know the answer because I'm in the band. But yesterday, Mel played "Friend of the Devil," Grateful Dead, and I know that's one of the songs we'll be playing, and it doesn't have banjo on it, I don't think, in the original version.
Right, but it lends itself really well to banjo when you right. think about the rhythmic elements of that song, what you could do with it. So we kind of turned it on its head, put the banjo in, and you know, hey,
yeah.
it's "Friend of the Devil," but it's not like the way you've heard it before.
Right, right. I don't know if we're quite as revolutionary as like Bela Fleck, for example, who's, you know, probably arguably the first jazz banjoist. But no, it's pretty cool. I mean, so it's not on every song that we're going to have a banjo playing because you've got electric guitars that are blowing your face off. So it's kind of hard to hear somebody plucking away on the thing. But yeah.
One of the things that's tough is to figure out in this band is when to sit down and shut up. Because sometimes you just can't add anything.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not, you don't just play just because you happen to be there, so... What else can I ask you guys? Well, I guess we're kind of getting to the point where I should play some music. So we're going to play Gin House Blues, and you kind of already made the point, but is there anything you wanted to say in addition to about, you know, how you figured out what to do with the saxes on Gin House Blues?
No, I just sat there listening. I heard the original sax part, or the original horn part, really. They had a full horn section there, and I thought, you know, it seems like they're wasting some capabilities there that really we need to explore, and I started... trying some different sounds and finally came up with something that I liked.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to play a version of Gin House Blues from Eric Clapton's Crossroad Festival 2013 in New York City. Andy Fairweather Lowe will be leading the charge here with Eric Clapton doing an outstanding, amazing guitar solo as usual. And this is not the way you'll hear us play it. We'll be outstanding and unusual and everything too, but we're not going to be Eric Clapton. And we're not going to, this is not going to be the version with the sax.
You come damn close, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. To what? To
Eric Clapton.
Oh, wow. Okay, thanks. So anyway, Gin House Blues.
Well, Andy Fairweather Lowe. Thank you.
Somebody give me some tea.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. You know, I'm a big Clapton fan, obviously, but there are certain songs that just drive me crazy every time, and that's one of them, just a tremendous version of that, with Eric Clapton's stupendous guitar playing. And I like Andy Fairweather Lowe's singing, but I have to tell you, I think Nine of a Kind kind of outdoes him. I really do, because we've got the voice of Trevor B. Power. You know, you're probably familiar with him on the Into the 10 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on every Friday night for how many years now? And if you can imagine that great radio voice singing, you know, sometimes you hear somebody talking and you think they're probably a good singer, but it doesn't work that way, and vice versa. But I mean, he just knocks me out. He's a great singer. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I got to remember to turn you guys up.
Yeah, that's the perfect song for that.
I just
that's
said great blues
song.
And rock voice.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll tell you right now, you know, as long as we're talking about individuals in the band, that very recently, just what, 2 weeks ago, I think, Shelley Goodman joined the band.
Yeah.
Well, maybe who can tell us about that? What happened there?
So many of the listeners out there are probably familiar with Al B.
Right.
He was also in the band, and one day, you know, he said that, you know, he had a friend, you know, who was, you know, kind of knew how to sing, and, you know, come over, you know, could she come over and sing a few songs with us? Well, like about 9 songs later,
yeah,
we're just like, wow,
and a whole lot of smiles.
Yeah, we're just like, you're singing on everything, so yeah, she just blew us away.
He originally said that she's going to come sing this one song, maybe another, and all of a sudden, all the guys in the band, like I asked her to sing on my song, and everybody asked her to sing on their song, so all of a sudden she's like. Being overworked.
Yeah, yeah. And she, I said at the beginning that we're all either DJs or street team, you know, volunteers, people in one way or the other. But except for one person, I don't believe Shelley's a volunteer yet.
We'll get her involved.
Yeah, well.
She is involved with Centenary College, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah, so it counts. So, yeah, everybody in the band is pretty much, you know, involved in the station and or the college in some way. And, yeah, I mean, I have to tell you that I'm not just bragging about this, you know, because it's my band or whatever, but kind of echoing what Matt just said when Shelley, you know, I was kind of dubious. I was like, yeah, whatever. She can come to a rehearsal. I have no idea. You know, it's kind of late in the game to be adding another factor. So let's just see what happens. And I just remember Matt and I catching each other's eye while we're playing a song. And we were just, wow, this is what we've been missing. I mean, we were already really getting good rehearsal after rehearsal, but it just adds so much depth and so much more, you know, music to the whole thing. Just so anyway, that's two. I'm talking about Trevor and Shelley on vocals. And Trevor also plays rhythm guitar. We got Andy Yash on bass. And if you really want to see somebody put on a show, just watch Andy, because we're mostly kind of old fogies a little bit here, you know. Well, Matt's a young guy. But Andy's a true young blood, and he's just a lot of fun to watch. He's so passionate about what he's playing. Bob Earl or Denlinger on drums, you know, just drives the band. And who am I leaving out?
Brian.
Brian Kathanis from Value This with Brian and Leon is our banjo player and coordinator of many, many things, including lunch.
Yeah, and let's not leave out Nancy, too.
Yes, Nancy Kathanis, yeah. Yeah, she helps us out quite a bit. And then we mentioned Al B, and you know, we got everybody else is here, I guess, so we know what everybody plays, right? So that's cool. What I wanted to do right now is play. Yeah, I think we're going to take time to play a song here. We've been playing Eric Clapton stuff. I want to play something that's I wouldn't normally play, but there's a reason for it. It's because there are no actual Nine of a Kind recordings yet, at least not in a releasable, you know. Quality or form. So we've been playing over the weeks individual songs by individuals in the band, you know, like it's frankly some of my stuff, but Mike's stuff and whatever. And so it doesn't, you know, kind of represents the band, but not exactly. But this particular song is actually from an album called Tribute, which is actually a tribute to about 30 or so artists and or songwriters that the person that put the album together was particularly affected by. And they're all original songs by him that pay tribute to the artists that he's paying tribute to in either in the writing or the playing or the singing or whatever. So this particular song is a tribute to Cream. In the studio, there's actually two songs on the album that are tributes to Cream. One live, and the other studio. This is called Bridge at Last, LASDH. Kind of a strange name, but see if you don't hear a little bit of a Clapton influence in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bridget Laz from the album called Tribute by an unknown artist, one of the members of Nine of a Kind. I won't say who. But anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, if anybody, any of you guys want to chime in and, you know, fill in the blanks, you can do that. But I can't, you know, so. But anyway, yeah, and that's, again, I don't know if you hear the Eric Clapton influence, but it's kind of hard not to play like him if you've grown up, like, trying to imitate him like anything. So that song will not be in the set, but that's the kind of thing that you're liable to hear and see if you come to WNTI stage about noon this Saturday at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey, because Nine of a Kind will be playing. And here at 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives and streaming on the web at WNTI.org, we are playing Crossroads of Music of Eric Clapton, but a special edition, we're calling it WNTI stage, because we have the members of Nine of a Kind here, and they're all ready to talk, but I just realized I'm late for my break, so I always forget that when something extra special is going on. So I'm going to take a little break now, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes maybe, and we'll come back and talk to the guys.
Hey, it's Aoife O'Donovan inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by my pals Nick and Helen, Rogue Wave, and the winner of the E-Cheapant Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year.
Coming to the Newton Theater on Sunday, August 17th, The Kingston Trio.
More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
WNTI and Kennedy Event Services are bringing live music to Knowlton as we present WNTI Stage August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. A weekend of food, fun, and two stages of nonstop music under the big tent. Beer and wine concessions sponsored by the Knowlton Lions Club and free Wi-Fi by CenturyLink. The fest begins on Friday night with WNTI favorite The Grand Slambovians, with opening act Billy Hector at the Cafe Stage. Other acts for the weekend include Marshall Crenshaw, The Devil Nellies, John Ginty and Todd Wolf, as well as many local favorites. So please join us for 3 days of summer fun, August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. No pets and no coolers, please. Free parking. Schedules, tickets, and information available online at WNTIstage.org.
Yeah, and we're back. It's 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you're listening to Crossroads, Music of Eric Clapton, special WNTI Stage edition, not because Eric's going to be there. I'm reasonably sure he's not. Not sure where he is this weekend, but I think it's not going to be in Knowlton. But anyway, you'll see some really, really cool bands. Friday night starts with Billy Hector on the Cafe Stage, and then the Grand Slambovians on the main stage, and then Saturday, I won't tell you who's starting the show until a little bit later. I'll save that thunder for a little bit. But closing the show will be Marshall Crenshaw, and in the middle, I don't know. Does anybody remember who? Let's see, we got it written down.
Bob here. John Ginty.
John Ginty with Todd Wolf, right? Yeah. And then Bob Lanza.
Devil Nellies.
La Fuerza de Positiva, which I think means positive force, Spanish for positive. I'm not sure about them, but. I mean, I heard they're really great, obviously. I'm not sure, like, if they're going to be good. But, and then on Sunday, I'll just go over the main stage, even though there's so many people that we should mention. But on the main stage, we're going to close, Spite and Dival's going to play, and we're going to close with James Maddock and Willie Nile. I'm really looking forward to that because I love James Maddock. Great singer-songwriter. Hard to kind of define exactly what his genre is, but it's singer-songwriter kind of stuff. Very percussive and very dynamic, you know, but he doesn't usually use a lot of electric guitar, whereas Willie Nile is kind of a, I don't know, almost a punk rock or a hard rock kind of a guy. I have no idea what they're going to sound like together. I just know it's going to be good. But starting the show on Saturday about noon is...
Nine.
Oh, Mike, I just stole your thunder there.
Go ahead, Mike.
Nine?
Of a Kind.
Yeah, Nine of a Kind. So, and you know, we're not going to explain the name. I mean, we kind of went into that a little bit already, but it's just a name. Doesn't mean anything, Nine of a Kind. Could have been Eight of a Kind or 11 of a Kind.
No, it wouldn't rhyme that way.
Right. Yeah. So don't come up and start counting people and taking pictures and telling us we're wrong, you know, because we don't know math anyway. But I want to ask Matt something. You kind of took a hiatus, and I think this Nine of a Kind gig, I mean, not the Saturday gig, but the whole thing, is kind of a return to the performing for you?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes in life there are definite chapters that happen, and for me it was, I had been playing for a long time out in California, actually, from like the mid to late 90s through to about 2004, 2005, or the mid-noughties, or whatever we want to call that mm-hmm. particular decade. But I closed that chapter and moved back east and started a family, and it just didn't seem like the right time to kind of get back into it. But, you know, when you're a musician, sometimes that itch is really strong, and, you know, you can't resist. And I got to that point where I had to scratch it, and, fortunately, my timing was awesome.
Impeccable. Yeah. Amazing.
Because you guys were putting the band together, I kind of showed up one day and just hoped that you wouldn't notice and that you would just kind of like, I would just start playing and you'd just keep me in the band because I just happened to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it's worked out so far.
So far. Yeah, we're not going to tell you what we're plotting behind your back. But, I'll tell you that we didn't have a keyboard player. And you don't just want anybody that shows up with a keyboard to just say, I'm going to play just for the sake of having a keyboard. You want somebody that knows what they're doing and is going to contribute something. So when Mel actually emailed, I guess the whole band, I don't know, and she said something about, you know, here's Matt O and whatever. And we said, yeah, sure, come on down. And we were very, very pleasantly surprised and pleased. Adds another dimension. We started out with, what, like about three bass players and, I don't know, two drummers. And by the way, speaking mm-hmm. of drummers, Bob Portner wanted to say hi. Thanks for calling before. Bob and Carol, you know them as the Winker Doodles probably. But they're in town for the whole thing. Going to see them Thursday night and throughout the weekend. So thanks for your call, Bob. So where am I going with this? So we had all these drummers and bass players, and I don't know, about 17,000 guitarists and everybody that said that they wanted to sing because they heard themselves in the shower a couple of times and didn't really scare the cats away. By the time we got maybe into the second, third or fourth, what we called jams in the beginning, it was just kind of feel each other out kind of thing, get to know each other. That's when it started to really, started to really gel, and that's about the time. Well, you came in, I guess it was the second or third jam, probably, right?
Yeah, I think it was second or third, sounds about right.
Yeah, that was probably in, I don't know if that was at Mike's house or, the other thing. We've had rehearsal spots all over the place, but we kind of settled on Trevor's house and Brian's house, so thanks, guys. Nancy's food is much better than Trevor's, I have to tell you. But, and she doesn't have cigars and stuff, So let's see, I wanted to ask you some about something.
Well, Dwight is back from a long hiatus as well.
Right.
Maybe even a little longer than Matt.
Yeah, I took 35 years off.
Yeah, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so I was going to school, and I had a family, and I was doing a whole bunch of stuff, and something had to go, and I put down my sax for a while. I was hoping that I'd get back to it, and the music kept calling me, but I couldn't find it until about 2 years ago, and I happened upon a sax that was at an auction. It was a sax from the 19-teens. Mm-hmm. I said, boy, I wonder what it would be like to play that, and I eventually picked it up, and my wife got real excited. My wife, Liz, of course, who's been putting up with all of this stuff, got really excited, and I got really excited, and suddenly I'm taking lessons again and getting back into it. At one time I thought I was pretty good, and then 35 years really rusted that. So I come back to it with this different sensibilities and, I have the skills that I've eroded, I'm trying to bring back. And I really rely on guys like you, Gary, and Matt and Trevor, people, and Mike too, for the people who have kept their skills up the whole time that I can hope to regain some of mine.
Right. Well, I'd have to tell you that the rest of the band would not know that story from listening to you play, because what happens is, I mean, this incredible energy, especially as time has gone on and the rehearsals have gotten more and more productive, there's just this, and once Shelley joined us, especially, this is just this energy flow that just, sometimes you're just cooking and it just sounds so good. We only have about another minute, but I just want to maybe say something about song selection. Well, I don't know. We don't have time to actually ask the question. I'll let you guys say goodnight or something.
That,
everybody has a part in saying what they'd like to hear, like to play, what they'd like to hear. And this one is, of course, a classic Jimi Hendrix song that that the Derek and the Dominoes had done. And we're going to hear Sheryl Crow actually do it from one of the Crossroad festivals with Eric Clapton. But it's a song that Al B wanted to play. He calls it In His Wheelhouse. And this is in our repertoire. I don't think we're going to be playing it this weekend, but it's Little Wing by Sheryl Crow with Eric Clapton. So what do you guys want to say? Good night? Anything?
Come see us, please.
Yeah. Please, please.
Get there early, as early as you can.
Right,
And tell us how we sound. If you don't like something, hey, we'll change it.
Right. Yeah, and you know what happens at these things is people show up at 4, 5, 6 because they're like, yeah, I'd like to see Nine of a Kind, but the other guy, I don't know, whatever. Well, let me tell you, first of all, Saturday afternoon is packed with great bands, starting with Nine of a Kind, so you don't want to miss it. So unfortunately, we have to go, and we're going to play. It's not unfortunate that we're going to play Sheryl Crow now, but it's unfortunate that the evening is ending. So thank you so much for listening, and we really hope to see you all on Saturday at WNTI Stage, Knowlton Township.
Yeah. 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.